It's Wednesday, October 26th. Today, will Apple's move this week force Meta to start charging 30% more for ads? Also, where did the tweeters go? More bad news for digital ad revenues, why app developers are getting very angry, LinkedIn brings some nice updates, and data nerds rejoice, attribution comparison is back. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Apple has updated its rules around in-app payment and in the process gave another big middle finger to Meta. In the new rules, apps where people can buy advertising will now have to give Apple a 30% cut. Quoting The Verge, paying to boost posts is a common feature across not just Meta's apps, but other social apps like Twitter and TikTok. The difference for Facebook and Instagram is that they currently don't use Apple's in-app purchase system for boosting posts, while Twitter and TikTok and others do. Unquote. As you might expect, Meta is not happy. The spokesperson told media that the move represents a sharp U-turn in Apple's policy. Quote, Apple continues to evolve its policies to grow their own business while undercutting others in the digital economy. Apple previously said it didn't take a share of developer advertising revenue and now apparently changed its mind. We remain committed to offering small businesses simple ways to run ads and grow their businesses on our apps. Unquote. Of course, the social network claims it's concerned about small businesses rather than its own revenue. That has frequently been one of Meta's go-to talking points. According to an ad industry analyst, Meta's biggest advertisers won't feel Apple's latest squeeze, but instead it will hurt the smaller players who buy one-off Instagram and Facebook boosts. There are concerns about Apple demanding the same rule for Meta's standalone ad manager app in the future. Currently, Apple's wording makes it clear that apps used specifically to manage ad campaigns are unaffected since they do not show the ads within the same app. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So, you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Elon Musk carried a sink into Twitter's offices today. That's not a euphemism. He actually did. He tweeted a short video of him doing it with the caption, "Entering Twitter HQ. Let that sink in." 200 days ago, Musk seemed much less enthused, tweeting, "Is Twitter dying?" Well, it may not be dead yet, but Twitter's most active users are apparently disappearing and showing no sign of coming back, according to newly leaked documents obtained by Reuters. The internal report, titled "Where Did the Tweeters Go?", said that the platform's heavy tweeters, who account for less than 10% of users but post 90% of its tweets, have been in, quote, absolute decline, unquote, since the beginning of the pandemic. The document defined a heavy tweeter as someone who logs into Twitter 6 or 7 days a week and tweets about 3 to 4 times a week. This dwindling group also reportedly generates half of the company's global revenue. The report noted a study which found that popular topics on the platform are in decline among English-speaking users like news, sports, entertainment, and esports. Twitter also added in this internal report that it's losing a devastating, that's their words, number of active users interested in fashion or celebrities like the Kardashians, as those users have likely moved to Instagram or TikTok. On the other hand, the fastest growing topics of interest in the past 2 years include cryptocurrency and porn. Twitter is one of the few major social networks to permit nudity, which of course is not great for advertisers looking to stay away from controversy or, you know, porn for fear of jeopardizing brand safety. According to a separate internal slide presentation, the company estimates that adult content makes up nearly 15% of Twitter. There are some positive updates for the company, though. First, Twitter announced an expansion of its campaign planner tool in Twitter ads yesterday, which can provide more insight into campaign performance before launching promotions. Twitter originally launched this option back in June, but this represents a wider rollout. Campaign Planner lets advertisers measure several performance outcomes like reach, impressions, average frequency, and CPM. It also provides insights into budget requirements and likely results. The platform has also added the ability to forecast your video views campaigns. Previously, Campaign Planner only supported reach-based campaigns. And finally, it is testing another spotlight for professional profiles. Those professional accounts can now feature one of their communities on their profile. That means professional profiles now have 5 spotlight elements to choose from, including this new community spotlight. More signs that the advertising market is struggling, this time from Alphabet's quarterly results. That's Google's parent company. Yesterday, they reported third quarter ad revenue fell by nearly $2 billion compared to the previous quarter, certainly signaling a big slowdown in the digital ad market. Google results are, quote, a bad omen for digital companies at large, unquote. That according to an analyst at Insider Intelligence. The tech giant's disappointing quarter could be a sign that hard times lay ahead for digital ad companies, including Meta, which has already reported slowing advertising revenues in previous quarters. In Meta's case, a further drop in advertising revenue could add to investors' already heightened anxiety. Google's numbers were not the first sign of a slowdown, though, as we reported Snapchat's soft quarterly results last week. Another platform reported yesterday Spotify's ad revenue grew slower than expected during its third quarter, but was still up 20% year over year, with ad revenue accounting for about 15% of its total revenue. So Google's ad revenue is down, and Apple is reportedly pushing gambling ads. Apple rolled out new ad placements in the App Store this week, including a space in the You Might Also Like section at the bottom of individual apps. Within 48 hours of its new ad placement debut, a number of app developers have noted that gambling ads are now appearing beneath their App Store listings. One developer shared a screenshot of an ad for an online casino app appearing beneath his text editor app. The developer said he visited the page for his app 10 times and noticed that ads for gambling apps showed up on 3 of those 10 visits. Meanwhile, the developer of the excellent podcast app Overcast posted on Twitter that he's really not okay with the gambling ad showing up on his app product page. Another user replied, noting that these ads are also showing up at the bottom of listings for gambling addiction recovery apps, while someone else noticed gambling ads have even popped up on children's education apps. It's not just gambling ads. Other low-quality ads are also appearing in these spots. One user found an adult video chat ad that appeared beneath Apple's own Books app. Overcast's developer pointed out that Apple lets advertisers show their ads against relevant and non-relevant App Store listings, which is why gambling and adult video chat apps are appearing everywhere on the App Store. He also added that Apple only lets advertisers filter their ads based on basic demographic filters like country, gender, and age range. Apple is expected to report earnings tomorrow, which may shed light on its ad problem. But isn't 30% enough? LinkedIn is trying to get a handle on its fake account problem, the professional network announcing several new security features yesterday. First, the company is adding a new About This Profile feature this week, which will provide insight into a user's profile, like when it was created, when it was last updated, verified phone numbers, work email addresses, and so on. The platform is also improving its machine learning and AI models to better detect uploaded profile images generated by AI image apps to help fix its fake AI profile image problem. Finally, LinkedIn is adding new warning prompts on DMs that include high-risk content that, quote, could impact your security, unquote. These warnings will also give you the choice to report the content without letting the sender know. And finally, Meta says it will be returning the ability to compare between one-day view, one-day click, and seven-day metrics for web conversions, and will begin introducing 28-day click attribution starting October 31st. When this becomes available to you, you'll be able to find it in ads reporting by selecting attribution settings to see a list of attribution settings you can compare. These metrics will be available in the results column. They say that for the 28-day click attribution window, full data will only be applicable to existing campaigns that have been live for at least 28 days before the launch date. For other existing campaigns or new campaigns, 28-day click attribution view will only provide partial data. Also, starting tomorrow, they will enable 8 breakdowns that will let you customize your web and app conversions reporting. Those are age, gender, age and gender together, country, impression device, platform, platform and device, and placement. Just $20 will get you a classified ad, which I'll read out right here on the show. You can book it online in about 60 seconds. Look for the link in the show notes called Classified Ads. Or if your company has news you think our listeners should know about, let us know on our tips page. Look for Pitch Us a Story in the show notes. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Running an online business is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. Whether managing one WordPress site or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions offer speed, enterprise-grade security, and an intuitive dashboard. With 24/7, 365 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your sites stay online, secure, and performing their best. Start today and get your first month free with migrations handled for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's KINSTA.com/podcast.